Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And notice where you feel the breathing in the body. It could be anywhere in the body, in the chest, in the stomach, shoulders, the head. Wherever you sense the breath most clearly, focus your attention there. And then try to breathe in a way that feels comfortable. Not too long, not too short, not too heavy, not too light, not too deep, not too shallow. You can experiment for a while to see what feels just right. Because when you're meditating, you're exploring. It's not just a matter of holding the mind down and keeping it in place. If you force it like that, then as soon as you lose your grip a little bit, then it's going to run away. It's like a dog that you keep tied down, or a child that you keep locked up in a room. The child's going to find some way of getting out. But if you give the child something to play with, then you can leave the windows and doors open and the child won't want to go. It's engrossed in its play. So play with the breath. See what kind of breathing feels good for you right now. This is free food, free medicine for the mind. We go through the day looking for food to feed on. Sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations. But we've got this potential right here in the body. If you learn how to cultivate it, learn how to make good use of it, you're not so hungry for things outside. That way you don't have to gobble down everything that comes your way. If you're hungry for things outside, people will be sending you good things and some people will be sending you bad things. If you're hungry, you just eat everything. But if you feel well nourished inside, then you can be a little bit more picky. If something good comes your way, you can feed on it. If something bad comes your way, you don't have to. This way you're a lot safer. Because otherwise thoughts come through the mind, not just things that people do outside, but thoughts come into your mind. And again, you're hungry for something to feed on. And you grab hold of whatever comes up. And your mind is capable of producing all kinds of things. So you can't really rely on it for food unless you've really trained it. So train it to feed on something good and nourishing like this, getting the mind firmly established in the present moment with a sense of well-being right here. And then you begin to see that a lot of things that shape your life are actually coming up right here, all the intentions that you could act on, they're appearing right here. And you can see them for what they are. Otherwise, you're like a person standing by the side of the road. It's hot, out in the sun, you're thirsty, and the car dries up and says, hop in. You just hop in to escape the sun without really asking, who are you, where are you going? That's the way we treat most of our thoughts. We just jump into the thought and go. But if you've got a sense of well-being, if you're in an air-conditioned bus stop, well-nourished, well-fed, someone drives by and asks, you want to come along? And we say, well, who are you? Where are you going? You don't just jump in. This way, by maintaining a good source of food inside, you're protecting your mind. You're protecting your actions, because your actions come out of your mind. That way your life is a lot safer, a lot more reliable, because you become more reliable, because you've got a more reliable source of food. So feed on a sense of well-being in the body that you can create by the way you breathe. That way you'll be safe and you'll be less of a danger to the people around you.